This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. How was your weekend?
You know, my weekend was okay. It wasn't like the best weekend ever, but you know, it's fine. We're into a new week. It's a new month.
It is a new month. Damn. I feel like we're over that hump of the cold weather. Like, I feel like we're finally like in the 50s and 60s. I'm praying.
Yes, I'm happy about that. I was supposed to go on a date yesterday. It was like going to be my first date in like 6 months. And I got stood up, Barry. Literally like stood the fuck up sitting at brunch by myself for an hour.
Hold on. So here's the thing, because I got questions about this. What, before you went, were you like, hey, I'm on my way? Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Not only did I confirm like an hour before, but he told me he was in an Uber. Like a few minutes away, and then
so he lied.
Never arrived.
All right. So then, you know, follow up question.
Okay.
Did you send a fuck you text after, or this is just
no?
After?
So I like before I ended up leaving, I texted him like one more time, like what's your ETA, and gave him like a few minutes to respond.
Okay.
And then he didn't. So that I just like didn't. That was like the last communication because I don't need to like. I don't really like care in the sense of like on like a personal level. I just was like pissed off that my time was wasted and I didn't get to order the brunch burrito that I was going to.
Okay, but you should have. I would have looked
that. So I got a drink while I was waiting and I got like some like a little appetizer because I was really hungry. Okay. But I just like I needed to get out of there. Like I didn't want to sit and like eat a whole brunch by myself.
Yeah. Sometimes I enjoy sitting by myself. I feel like when I was younger, it used to get me really sad. My family makes fun of me. It used to get to me to see people eating by themselves. Yeah. Then they had to talk me into it that it's okay. Some people enjoy that. And now I enjoy it. I know you and I are on
the same page. We love going to a Broadway show by ourselves. Like we went to this is a fun story. I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but before pandemic times, you and I both went to the Cher concert and we had bought our tickets separately, but they happened to be in the same section.
It was so crowded that we couldn't even switch seats to sit next to each other.
Right, we sat next to each other for like the opening act. And then you were like behind me and to the right. And I was like, hey.
Oh my God. But Dylan, actually, I was thinking about that the other day because it was an anniversary of the concert we went to. Do you remember that we were stuck? Like we couldn't get out because they closed the elevators, you guys, because of how crowded it was. So like, we don't remember what that's like. So we had to stand there with like thousands of people to get out. Dylan was my like protector that night.
Yeah. Madison Square Garden. I don't know if it's like some new venue and that was the first concert they did, but they need to get it together. Okay. We do have a busy episode. We are talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta and Summer House because we missed it last week. So let's just start with Atlanta. We are still in New Orleans. We have left off after this dance class and Portia and Marlo have had their big conversation and things seem to be on the right track for them. And, you know, it doesn't last very long.
Like nothing does in the Bravo world. But you know what? These women, no matter who it is, we just can't reel them in because it's like it's like they get distracted and onto the next fight so easily. But to tell you the truth, like we had this dinner that Drew put together so nicely and a surprise guest, Big Frida, who I was unfamiliar with. And I was super excited to meet.
Big Frida's the best.
I've seen. And you know what? Big Frieda wanted no part of this fight at all.
The thing is, like, Big Frieda is such a fun personality, and you know that she, you know that she knew what the housewives were about. Like, she knew that there was probably going to be some drama at this dinner, but it was embarrassing. And the way that Marlo brought up her issues in a way that she was making it sound like it was some hypothetical that nobody would know what she was talking about. And it's
it
like,
it was like a word you're problem. Literally, I had to write
literally
it down.
Rehashing this conversation you had with Portia like 3 hours ago, right in front of her, but trying not to include her in the conversation. And I will say, like, I enjoy Marlo a lot. I think she's a great presence. I think she is super fun and hilarious. But I feel like in this situation, she is really working to get herself in the middle of the storyline. And she's really acting like this is being like put upon her. And it's just not, I don't think that's accurate.
It was very confusing to the point where I actually don't know. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, clearly she was inserting herself, but like, we don't know why. And we don't know why she went about it the way she did. Like, she kept making it, multiple people kept telling her, like, this doesn't involve you. Like, you're not right. involved in the actual fight. And to be honest, her doing that brought the fight back up. Like, not that Kenya and Portia are in a good place, but they were like, they could be in the same room.
Right.
And because this happened, like, all hell broke loose again. And
I like seeing Candy kind of as this party who's, she's trying so hard to just like to put it down and put it to rest. But she knows, like, you know, Kenya has this motive, and Candy, the thing is, like, Marlo's acting like now she has this great responsibility to get to the bottom of what happened in South Carolina. And it's like, okay, but we don't have a compelling reason why it actually matters to her. Like, well, I understand if she thinks Portia's lying to her, I get why it bothers you that your friend is lying, but why did you bring it up in the first place? It doesn't matter.
Well, and there you go. Candy kept saying, if someone did have sex with a stripper, why does it matter? And no one could answer that question. Like, Kenya couldn't answer. Once, like, Marlo left from the table, which, by the way, side note, like, she couldn't find the exit. So she walked past the table like 4 times. And I was like,
she had to go to the kitchen to grab her stuff.
It was so bad. But so there was a few of them at the table, and Kenya came back in and was just like reiterating kind of what happened. And Portia got really mad that she brought up her name, which, you know, I'm always team Portia in this. But at the same time, I was like, Portia, come on. She's just having a conversation. Like, she's just saying, like, what happened. But Portia's really dumb with her. So she's like, don't talk about me, whether it be right here or at all. Just don't.
I think the name thing, I think, is obviously, like, a little bit dumb. But I think at that point, Portia was just so frustrated because she's like, we're doing this again. Like, after all, you know, it's been several episodes. I don't know how long on the calendar, but like, it's been a while since the South Carolina trip. And I think she just truly thought that after she had that conversation with Marlo, she was already frustrated that Marlo brought it up again in their private conversation. And it's like, really, this is now the group topic again?
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they are the only shapewear that won't ever roll down, no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about effective shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. The superpower short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear. Thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove.
So Candy's classic thing is don't start none, won't be none. And I love, we get like the spicy version this episode, which is it ain't your business. It wasn't your pussy.
I mean, Candy is the voice of reason. She really is, because she is that energy where she's like, I don't care about this. It has nothing to do with me. Like, can we move on? She made a good point. They're on another trip. They're not only is this that trip done, they're on another one. Like, yeah. So it shouldn't be the conversation, but I have a question. Tell me okay. What you think.
Yes.
So Marlo keeps saying, I can't, we talked about this, like she feels that one of them is lying, but why is she believing Kenya? Like, it seems like she's believing Kenya and not staying neutral. And so I just want to know why she's so dead set on Portia being the one lying. And I really want to know, like, what?
Well, to me, like, if I had to make my best, most informed guess about what happened, I do think something happened with Portia, but it's the kind of thing where I have never understood why these other women, specifically Kenya and now Marlo, feel like it's really any of their business, or why. You know, it's one thing if you want to know for like fun gossipy reasons, but why are they just dragging it so far? And I saw somebody last night post on social media that now this is getting into the territory where it feels like a Brandy and Denise thing, where it's like clearly both of them have made their statement about, you know, their version of the truth. It is what it is. And if neither of them are willing to engage in kind of meeting in the middle, it's not fun to watch them 8 episodes in a row rehash it.
But Portia mimicking Kenya at the table is so good. Like when she's like, what, Nat? Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, yeah, fuck the stripper. Yeah, uh-huh. I should have done it in the coffee table. Yeah, I really hope we can move on. And based on the preview for the rest of the season, we have this big LaToya Drew thing looking like it's about to heat up. I'm very excited. When Drew said in the preview that LaToya has that Delilah energy, I was like, ooh, we're going biblical.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be a good one. But we have to mention something really important that happened in this episode, which seems so long ago, is that they announced the winner of the presidential election.
I know.
I was that, like,
it was like such a, it was a nice little moment. It was like a callback to on New York a few seasons ago when we had that like election night party and it was just like depressing, God. And Carol was like a mess.
That led into, you know, I just want to point something out really quick because everyone makes fun of me, but I do read everyone's reviews that they leave us because they give me enjoyment, whether they be negative, because the negative ones are really fun, and positive. And someone mentioned, which I've noticed ourselves, that we talk about the little details in the episodes that like aren't as important. And those are the most fun to me. So we're going to keep doing that. But because of that, after they announced the presidential election, so Portia came over to Cynthia's and they were doing that video, the selfie video. Like, are you kidding?
Honestly, that's me trying to film anything. I'm making like a TikTok and I can't get 15 seconds right. But Cynthia like doesn't know what name she's supposed to say for herself. Portia calls herself P. Hill.
But then they switched lines because Cynthia couldn't get that one. So she's like, I'll just do this one. And then they like stopped at the end and smiled. And then they like were like, all right, we got it. But it was for a good cause.
I love that they're kind of bringing it back to this like Black owned small business thing.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, they were filming in the pandemic. We're still in the pandemic, but and they kind of tie that in a little bit to Candy's little restaurant. It's not an opening, but like event, you know. Wait, she's having them over. What?
Also, Candy was like to them on the phone, it's not an opening. Like she was like, it's just for you guys. It's like, stop.
She's like, I mean, it's not like open.
But I think that got them a little concerned knowing that it's again just gonna be the group, like,
right, like it's not some big party, it's like we're sitting down. But we had the OLG ladies there, which who we haven't I don't think we've seen Mama Joyce I mean, we haven't seen her much this season.
Yeah.
And I love to see Mama Joyce around. It's the day before her birthday. She's looking good. She's wearing a mask. The Blaze steak and seafood looks nice. It looks like a cute little spot.
I mean, it's on our list of, like, you know, our places to hit up, like, in the next few months, years, whatever, of our list of Bravo locations.
I'm sure I've mentioned this. My sister lives in Atlanta, so hopefully at some point this summer I will be visiting, because we haven't gotten to see each other. Maybe I'll have to. My sister is not a Bravo fan in the slightest, but I've been a couple times, but I really might have to drag her to, like, OLG brunch or something.
No, you have to. Like, you have to.
It's for work.
It's a work trip. Wait, but I wonder if we're going to see any more of this hurricane that's coming. Probably not, because they left New Orleans. That's the point of where it was. And then went in there. They went back to Atlanta, but it looked kind of scary.
I liked that they gave us four different shots of the power going out. Like, each little group of women, they had to show us the power going out.
Okay,
that
but
was
I thought my
dramatic.
TV went out at once. I did.
And then they were, like, packing by candlelight. I think they got kind of lucky, because that was on, I think, the day they were supposed to go home later that day.
Yeah.
I don't think that hurricane was actually, like, super severe in New Orleans. It was just, like, a lot of rain, but it would have been... It would have been kind of funny to see them, like, sheltering in place.
I guess so, but I understand why you just want to get the hell out of wherever you are, not just there, if, like, the weather is bad. It's, like,
we
the
get
worst
this, like,
feeling.
Weird little voiceover of Drew being like, safe to say the girls' trip is over. And then we're just back in Atlanta. It's like, okay.
Yeah, so this was a fun trip, I guess. I would rate it fun. I would rate it a fun trip.
It felt a little abbreviated, maybe because of the hurricane, but also I just think because they probably weren't there for that long. But yeah, it was fun. It would be more fun to see them in New Orleans, like, when everything is, like, fully open and stuff. Right. But it was a cute little trip. I like that we've mostly been getting, like, beach house, lake house type trips on Bravo shows recently. So it was fun to have, like, a little more of a normal, like, we're going to a destination type of trip.
Yeah. So we'll see next week. I know there's going to be more drama. I always know there's good drama with Atlanta. So I'm not, like, worried about this. And I feel like the upcoming drama is going to be, I think, intense.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I am so happy that warmer weather is finally back and we can get back to enjoying some time in the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring May flowers and also sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I have had seasonal allergies for pretty much my entire life. Unfortunately, there are definitely those days where I have canceled my plans because I simply just don't want to be out in the world because of my allergies. But luckily, Claritin is the perfect thing that you can just take at the beginning of the day, and it really helps with all of those symptoms, clearing up your eyes, clearing up your sinuses, clearing up your congestion. It's the easiest way to just get those allergies under control, whether it's in the spring, any other time of year, and it's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
All right, so Monday special, we have Summer House right now.
We have Summer House, of course.
We're talking about Summer House.
So we pick up again at this explosive fight with, you know, Luke is going outside talking to the producers, Carl is chasing after him, Lindsay is getting in there a little bit, everyone is just super heated. Lindsay tells us that her ROTC training really came in handy during this experience, which was hilarious.
She threw Kyle to the ground, which I'm pretty confident I could have done also. Like, he was intoxicated, but you know, this
I feel like if you caught Kyle like unprepared, he could like get knocked over pretty easily.
I feel like there was all the memes and everything was Kyle and Lindsay, like the Kyle was like sharks, friends and family, whatever. But I personally think that the funniest thing Kyle said was, "I keep my friends close and my lumberjacks further away." And I was like, Kyle, like I feel like also, he was in no condition to like fight or argue. He was very drunk, but it was hilarious.
Carl goes back to his room to cool down. Danielle asks if he needs anything like a hand job, which was just like, okay.
Who offers that? I don't know.
And then he's like yelling about whatever. And he's like, I'll make a necklace out of Luke's hair. It was super weird. Just like, I feel like this was, we know that it was like the most Carl had drank the whole summer, right? And tensions kind of flared. I thought it was weird though. It felt like immediately after, the entire energy in the house was like, why did Luke do this? Like, that's unacceptable that Luke did this. And like, I did not see this as a one-sided thing. Mm-mm. Really at all. And so it was frustrating that kind of, I know people had been sort of not into Luke in the house before it, but it's like, okay, let's actually look at what happened. Luke didn't just like attack them out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. I think that I am sticking to my word, and I have said since the beginning that I think that the house was ganging up on Luke. It really did feel that way. And I think in this episode, the house also like realized that, and like it really like wasn't fair. I mean, it wasn't the house against Luke. You're right, it was everyone involved, but like it wasn't one-sided at all. And I do so Luke left for the night, which was good. It's like was needed. It's like the real world that used to happen. If someone needed to cool out, they would get, I don't know where he stayed though, because that's very, I don't like, where did he stay? I need to know because of like quarantine and everything.
I assume that like production has a hotel like where they stay, and they probably just had him stay there. I don't know. Yeah.
So Kyle and Carl call him the next day or that night. I don't remember to like talk it out. But what I thought was funny was Luke came back to talk because they are mature. I've said this, men can handle their fights differently than women, but he didn't tell Carl. So it was just Kyle and Luke that talked at the end. And then Carl was like, where's
the
Kyle?
End of the driveway?
Like, they're talking. And he was like, what the fuck? But I think it's better that it was one-on-one, and then one-on-one, he was kind of like an apology tour. This episode was a big apology tour. It was the whole episode.
That driveway thing was so funny because in the preview, they showed them kind of sitting in the grass. And I was like, oh, they're like in the backyard.
Yeah.
And then literally Kyle's like walking down the driveway and sitting on the curb with him. I thought that I actually liked the way that Luke sort of came back and handled his problems this episode. Yeah. Because I thought that he kind of showed in that moment that he wanted to be the bigger person. Mm-hmm. And that regardless of whether kind of what various people in the house were doing was fair to him, I felt like he came back just in this mindset of like, I'm gonna, you know, say what I have to say. I am aware of the ways in which I fucked up or I did stuff that, you know, wasn't the best possible thing I could have done. And I felt like he came back, he was really like humbled, and he didn't seem like he really had an agenda when he was coming back other than just to kind of, you know, make things right. And I felt like for the most part, everyone kind of except Hannah seemed to be ready to receive that, which I appreciated.
Yeah, because, well, he also had a separate conversation with Carl, like, which went smoothly and great. And then when he came back to the dinner table, that was kind of awkward. It was a little, because like no one said anything. And then one of the girls was like, are you okay? Whatever. And he went around, and yeah, he did like apologize specifically to Ciara and Hannah. And like, I agree. I feel like it was very genuine. It wasn't like a bullshit apology. I feel like he is older. He's not like there to like bullshit, I think. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think that from here on out, everything should be good until next episode when Des comes. Until next episode, but we'll get there. That looks very extremely uncomfortable and awkward. But
yeah,
you know, with Luke's tears, that I'm always like weird with tears. I don't know. I mean, he obviously has a family history. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors and in people's personal lives. And he has a lot of, you know, things that he has to like overcome, and it like triggers him. And so it was a nice family sit down conversation. Oh, my family. I just felt like I was Jersey Shore. Like they refer to them.
No, it was all in the family. But yeah, I feel like I appreciated that the guys really seemed to, in that moment, realize that they cared more about their friendship with each other than like whatever kind of, you know, stuff was going on last week to really escalate things. You know, we'll see. I think Sierra really did seem like she got what she needed from Luke. I think because I don't think Sierra ever hated Luke. She just was like, please respect my boundaries.
Yeah.
I don't really want to talk to you. And I think he finally got that. I think the thing with Hannah is a little more dicey because it feels like she's been kind of like playing this game or like ringleader a little bit with like this issue against him, which I still think that he, even if he knows that he needs to like suck it up and apologize, I think he still feels like he didn't really deserve that, and that Des coming into the house is gonna kind of like make that flare up where he's gonna be like, wait, so like you were saying all this shit about me and like you were already seeing someone else, like I would be annoyed too.
Yeah, the timeline's a little dicey. And no, I feel like it's going to make a lot of people, I don't think anyone's going to turn on Hannah. I don't think that's necessary. But I think a lot of people are going to now like switch and be like, wait a second, Luke's not that bad of a guy. You know, it's going to be very like strange to see where people like sit with that. But you know what? Whether you're a guy or a girl, like you're entitled to do what you want. The beginning of dating is the hardest part because you don't if you're serious. It is like me and my friends always talk about this until like, I guess everyone says the 3 month point. I don't know. That's completely made up, but like until what point are you able to still date multiple people because you are dating, like you're just figuring it out. So that is always tricky with anybody. So I think that's where you know what? I'm not even going to continue because with Hannah and Luke, I don't even know what the hell was going on with them. And
exactly. Okay.
Visiting who? No.
You know what? This brings me to my grab the skinny pop moment of the day. Mm-hmm. And we know endless entertainment calls for endless popcorn. Luckily, every kernel of skinny pop is so light, crunchy, and delicious that I can eat it by the handful or even the bagful. You know what moment made me grab the skinny pop this week? And I think I'm going to need it next week too, is Stravi coming back to the summer house. He's setting up these candles for Lindsay. He's in the backyard. We know he's been sending her lots of flowers. I grabbed the skinny pop out of like physical cringe pain. Like I don't want it. I don't want any part of it. I feel very uncomfortable. And the only thing that can get me through is like fistfuls of popcorn in my mouth. But I don't like the Stravi and Lindsay energy is just like, I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's productive. And I really hope that she kind of like deads it next week. We'll see.
You mean you wanted more popcorn when he just stood in the middle of the I love you and said surprise with his arms up. Oh my goodness. I am going to grab my skinny pop for a similar yet different scene on Summer House when Kyle re-proposed to Amanda with their first time out to dinner. It was cringy. It was cute. They are adorable. It was nice to see them out at a restaurant for the first time. So I needed a little time away from drama and more like romantic scenes. So
they've come so far.
Yeah, for sure. So we love to see it. We love to, you know, shove popcorn in your mouth while you're watching other people happy in their relationships.
All I need is a family size bag of skinny pop. But those are today's grab the skinny pop moments. And of course, you can grab skinny pop yourself at retailers nationwide or go to the shop now page on skinnypop.com. If you enjoyed this episode, go rate, review, subscribe. We love seeing those reviews come in. And hey, I got stood up this weekend, and all I need that would make me really feel better about myself is a nice 5-star review.
Yes, please. We really enjoy reading them. and some alcohol.
You can also subscribe to our brand new Mention It All newsletter at betches.co/Bravo newsletter. The first one came out this past week, and it's going to be out every Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches, and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.